Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Church. Hey, Mike, could I have a little more juice? I'm speaking for God. Ooh, that's more juice than I need. That's good. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Welcome to Burns Church. My name is Will Morris. Today is a very special day. Today is Palm Sunday. I want to call your attention to the fact that today's service is a little bit different. You have discovered its difference in that we started at 10:30 as opposed to 10, and we do that by design to make it a little bit different. We will be celebrating with all three of our congregations, and those are the Burns Church, the Tonga Fellowship, and the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. And you will meet the pastors of those. Actually, let me just introduce them real quickly. Pastor Antonio Tolutau, would you stand, sir? This is the pastor of the Tonga Fellowship, standing very brightly. Thank you, Antonio. The pastor of the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship is Emmanuel Nkansa. Reverend, would you stand? Very good. The goal here is that clergy members don't get big noses or big heads, so we try to be humble. But the other clergy member here that I'm aware of, and there may be visitors, and I apologize if I'm stepping on you, the other member is Deacon Daniel Claywitter. Deacon, would you rise to be laughed at? Thank you. And what I have a few announcements. We'll make those in a little bit. But the important part of today, as I mentioned, is the celebration of Palm Sunday. And that is made real by our processional. So here's the deal. The goal is that you already have in your hand a palm frond. Is that true? Okay, it may or may not be. If it isn't, I'm trying to get the usher. Mike, would you grab an usher and ask them to bring a handful of palm fronds? We're going to see if we can get your palm fronds. The other opportunity is if you want to join us in the processional. We have a small parade to commemorate the entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. What we're going to do is come now as quickly as you are able to the narthex. Peggy will start the hymn. We'll probably go through it twice or three times. And I'm hoping that we have some of our youth. I know we have some little folks who are going to help us too. But I am not so large that I can't be in the processional. So if you are like me and you want to wave your palm and join us in celebrating Jesus Christ, head to the narthex right now. And Daniel, that's not an option for you. You need to go back there. So what I need you to do now is turn in your hymnals, the United Methodist hymnal number 278. Yeah, we're going to do that first. Then we'll do announcements. Sorry. I'm mixing everybody up, but I'm going by the thing here. Yeah, the bulletin. So number 278, and when you hear the music start, if you are able, I'd ask you to rise, and we will wave our palm fronds. And if you want to join the procession, you head back to the narthex now, and we'll do it. So Alan's ready to go. Way to go, buddy. So number 278, and give us about 20 seconds and we will begin. So let me ask you to rise as you are able for our processional Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here's the promise. The next time I ride on a donkey into Jerusalem, I want you there. You guys got that palm-waving stuff down. Thank you very much. It's great. Two members of the choir have announcements. I'm going to ask those. Some of them are already here. Just a few announcements. I apologize. We're trying to keep the holiness of today. And the most important thing about Palm Sunday is that it is the beginning of Holy Week. On the back of your bulletin is a schedule for the remainder of Holy Week. And I just want to call your attention to it. Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday, we will celebrate at Burns Church at 7 o'clock with a communion service that recalls the Last Supper. Friday, April 3rd is Good Friday. Mark Doctor and I and the choir and all will celebrate a service of Tenebrae. Tenebrae means darkness. If you've never been to a service of Tenebrae, even if you have, I welcome you there because it is moving. It will be a reminding of the Passion of Jesus Christ. So please, it's an important scheduled event for you. And then finally, we celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock. I know the Tongans are doing their camp out, and we will try not to get in their ways. But on Sunday morning, we'll have Easter breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. The United Methodist Men are sponsoring that. It'll be in the parlor. All are welcome. We do our best to eat lots of food. Then we do our best to drink lots of coffee so that we're awake for worship service at 10 o'clock. But that is a glorious, it's probably the most important service because the resurrection is the most important action in the world of all time. So please let me ask you to join us for Holy Week. And that'll be an important thing. Well, Kevin's here, and he is breathing down my neck, literally, so I'm not kidding. Kevin has a message for us about Kairos Prison Ministries.
Sir. Thank you. This will be quick. Those of you know that we do prison ministry, and we go into the prisons, and we spend 4 days with them. And at the end of the 4 days, they have what's called a closing. A closing is where they show up thinking they're going to just another meeting, and there's the entire Christian community, and these are all the people that support Kairos. So they may have 80 or 100 people from churches who are like this one supporting Kairos. So I think Charlie and I will be there, and David Kennedy, who maybe some of you have met, the man from India, is on that team. So if you would like to go, here's what you have to do. You have to tell me today, and I will get you the form that you need to submit by Tuesday this week in order to be approved by the Department of Corrections to enter the prison. And it's not much, you know, it's your driver's license and stuff like that. So if you want to go to a closing, it's in Sterling. So we'll be leaving after church on Sunday, the May 3rd, I think it is, and driving up there and going to closing and then coming back. So you should think afternoon to early evening. Thank you.
Diana Hunt has an announcement.
This is just a short thing. I was here Saturday, and with the Tongan congregation, we cleaned the church really well. Well, let's put it this way. They cleaned it. I helped. But I want to thank them very much for that because they did a fabulous job on it. And I think everybody should recognize that. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. Diana got ahead of me, but I offer my thanks also to the Tonga Fellowship, all the men and women who helped. I'm sure there were kids as well. You may have noticed there's a new surface of concrete on our entranceway. The brickwork has been fixed. Antonio was here painting and carpeting the Tonga prayer room, if we might call it that. So some amazing work, and I thank you all so very much. We are preparing the way for the Lord in so many different ways, and we're grateful for that. Bill Mitchell's here to tell us briefly about the next United Methodist Men's meeting.
Well, you know, recent, but okay. Good morning. United Methodist Men will meet next Saturday at Fitzsimmons Golf Course for breakfast. All men are invited. All men are welcome. All men are expected. So, 8 o'clock, Fitzsimmons Golf Course. See you there.
There, it's folklore, but it's true. If you have not joined us before, if you're a man and you come to United Methodist Men, we'll buy you breakfast. And really the point of meeting is to do a Bible study. And we're still in the book of
Romans.
Let's hear it for Romans. So join us for United Methodist Men. The other thing I have to tell you, two other things. One of them is if you're on the coordinating council, we hope to have your presence a week from Tuesday. But this coming Wednesday, which is April Fool's Day, this is not an April Fool's joke, but I need the leaders of the church to send me an email. Some of you already have. Thank you very much. But I need an email that tells me any information you want to pass on to the coordinating council. So deadline for information, Wednesday, April 1st, 8 a.m. Now, the best part of this about the announcements is Melba Taylor has a very important birthday coming up in June, is it, Melba? May, I'm sorry. But her family wants to celebrate early, so we all are invited to celebrate Melba Taylor's, and I'm not going to tell you this, but she's turning 80 years old. You didn't hear it from me. But Melba's birthday is Saturday, April 4th. It's right in the middle of the Tongans weekend, but it's Saturday, April 4th in the parlor between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Very good. Any other announcements for the good of our community? Okay. Just a couple of explanations, because I know there are a few visitors and some of you. Anyway, two things. One, when we celebrate communion, I'll be telling you a little bit more about it. We want you to join us at the communion table. The bar is Jesus' bar, and that is if you are a baptized believer in Jesus Christ, if you repent of your sins today, you're welcome at the table of Christ. So I will let you make that decision, but Jesus welcomes all to his table. The second thing is likely both Pastor Antonio and Pastor Emmanuel, I'm hoping, will pray in their own languages. The point is not that we're trying to keep you from understanding what they're saying, because I think you will get the message. But we are praying to Jesus Christ and to God Almighty. And I think that's important that we recognize and celebrate the diversity that's in our midst. We are all creatures of God, and we are all striving to be disciples of Christ. And that is why we do that together today. So I'm so pleased that you're here. To that end, let me ask you now to rise as you are able for the reading of the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. For many churches in the United Methodist system, today is Palm Passion Sunday. People cram the entire story of Holy Week into one day. I don't believe that that does it justice. That's why we have the appropriate days over the Holy Week schedule to do that. So today we celebrate the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem with, in the background, the form of crucifixion, the cross. It is here. It is ready. It is what was in the back of his mind. The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. In your pew Bible in the New Testament on page 44. If you're looking in the large print edition, it's on page 57. Hear these words. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." So they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. "Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Microphones are a new thing in Tonga, so let's try this out here. Malo elele. Ah, you guys still got it. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here worshiping with you folks this Palm Sunday. As you have heard, we had a cleaning day here at the church, and just let me convey on behalf of myself and of the Tonga Fellowship, what a blessing it is to, in fact, have a church that we can clean. So, on behalf of all of us, we would like to express our thanks to you for putting up with us, that we may, in fact, use the facilities here to worship our God, to worship our King, this Sunday and every Sunday. So thank you. Thank you so much. Our song, that our musical offering today, is a tune I'm sure we're all familiar with. Colossi Abehia is the actual title of our musical offering. And once we get into it, I'm sure you may even sing along with us if you choose. And then our pastor, Atonia, will say a prayer in our native tongue, which will be followed by a quartet of four of the young men in our congregation. And that song is titled Manatu Iau, which translates to Remember Me. So, again, a pleasure to be here with you folks. I hope all of you have a blessed Holy Week. Thank you.
Ke fa tu pangai mo wa pe fana u ya mama ni fom fno io talu pe me mo ala ko we o tua pe ai afion mo ka o he aho ni he hi ba ho sana pe ko ma lo tu ia tawange mo si hova ke ne fa mo ui Aho nuk mau hi waho sana. Tawangi mo si hova. Kene whanga monu ia. O ki mau tolo ngi e si ipu mah. Mau omi ke whanga fon. Ihe matawai. Oi ke mau nofu ai. Tautou utu. He ilo te maumātai. Ai lahi oi ofa e afiona. Ahono maukupu, ahono looloa. Hivi lahi. He ofa hulu. Tariki mautolo. Mwafakafo ou e kominanite pe moki mautolo e afiona. Fai mau ai pe ia klaisi koho alo. Ka koho mau fua mo ui. Amen.
Yeah. Church, it's good to see all of you. We were supposed to sing a song, but unfortunately, most of our brethren are not here, and I don't have the best part to sing you a song, but I will just pray in an Akan. Shall we close our eyes for a word of prayer? Adam for Yesu, yet I was sibi brave. Sir, was sign a dien ababish yamubim. When Yamin Shiranka Mudinda, yet I was sima odoba Yesu Christua. Wouldn't a mire now obey woo and go a sea woo or a sinny answer. Sene ebe ya yenye ananka ye ti e chichiri. Na ye ye adibonye fuo. Bibi timi atrin aben ubiyo. Onyami ya dawasi. Esan Kristo Yesu wunti. Erade, onamso ede apipa ye mboni nina. Udi umoja kron krono. Ya ti ye hon. Ama, erade ya soweni. Yehwe ni awa yei, ema adasama, onyame, ibiye ni wa, ibe timi aka, se, yebe kase, yedawasi. Ibe se, waji yemfi ohaumu, waji yemfi amaniemu, waji yemfi uumu, waji yemfi enimuguasiemu. Ose ye mpata mwaso chie, udi nini na egu Kristo Yesu so. Esa yenti. Eradi ya dawasi da. Onyami nshiranka mudinda. Abwadi ya ura. Waye biya maya sunko. Yako suwa. Itu ya mwisha wunsa. Yenya mkupon. Eni ya bandende. Yeni msese Kristo. Ewu. Na wasori ama yempua. Eni ya nye asei. Nye ewu. nyaya basabasa biara unyankopon wo be kenyan no ama asan ye nshira ama ye kosoa yitu ye ho hye wo nsa ye busua ye ma ye de asori Ghana pejaba wanim United States of America ye nsofo Pastor Will and the Ben's Church ye nuanom tongafo Antonio wo nsofo ye de obi biara ekosoa hye wo nsa so nyame wo bekosoa boye ho ban dani dan nyinara ye be ya petu wu amane e sign eni nia emfata nyinara sia no kwan e wo Yesu din mu odumfo be kan ho ene din dan nyina wo Yesu din mu amen.
Thank you. If I could invite the communion gentlemen to join me at the Lord's table.
I realized in the moving of time, I can no longer put the hymnal on the Lord's table to read the words, so I'm going to have to work on this. It happens to all of us. Let me offer you the opportunity to join us in the Liturgy of Communion. And if you want to follow along, we'll start at the top of page 9. Just a quick note of mechanics so that you're not bamboozled when it happens. What happens after we consecrate the elements, and these elements are bread and grape juice, we will invite you to come forward. The ushers will release aisle by aisle. As your pew is called, if you come forward, there will be two stations. We will rip off a chunk of bread and hand it to you. The gentleman on the outside then will have a tray, which will have small cups of grape juice. If you want to enjoy those, the cups go into the baskets as you leave the center of the aisle. There will be ushers on the either side to take any monetary donations. We are good Methodists. We will take a collection. You're welcome to leave a donation there. And then you're free to go back to your pew or to come to the communion rail to pray. That's up to you. But the table is open to all because in Jesus' time and in our time, communion is for all people. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away as we did so many times and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with folks like us, with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of my covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and this, your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My friends, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My friends, the banquet has been set, and you are invited. Come to join the feast. friends, please join me for the final prayer of the communion liturgy in the middle of page 11. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
For our final hymn, I'm going to ask you to stand as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 280. Let us rise and sing together, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Welcome everybody to join us for coffee and donuts and conversation in the parlor. If you just leave the narthex, turn left and turn left and follow your nose to the donuts, you're welcome to join us. It is my true prayer that you can find the time this week to celebrate, to commemorate, to make real in your life the Last Supper on Thursday night at 7, the Passion and Death of Jesus Christ on Good Friday at 7, and then finally the joyous resurrection of our Lord and Savior Easter morning, starting at 8 with breakfast and at 10 o'clock with our worship service. Please join us. I promise you that Holy Week will be that much more meaningful when you join us. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Holy Lord, we recognize today the celebration of your entry as the coming Messiah into Jerusalem in ways that no one expected. But then we didn't expect that you would come to earth as a human man, that you would find death in indignity, and yet through that death you would provide eternal life for all who follow you. Help us to be those who are followers, nay, disciples of Christ. We ask your grace and your blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen. Please be seated.